I'd like now to welcome Diane Karp. She is with the She's the executive director of the Santa Fe Art Institute, and she is with us many Fridays speaking of the arts. Welcome.
Good morning, Mary Charlotte.
Good morning,
Santa Fe.
Good morning.
What a fabulous week of arts and culture and other exciting presentations and programs we have in Santa Fe this week.
Hit us with it.
Okay, I'm going to start with one of my favorites. Axel Contemporary. This is an example of locals make amazingly good programming. This is a project with Jerry Wellman and Matthew Chase Daniels, two of our local artists, who decided that one of the things that needed to happen was people didn't always have to go to the arts. They could figure out a way to take the arts to the people. And it's a project that deserves more than kudos. It's Axel Contemporary. It's a bread truck that they stripped down, fixed up, and they allow artists to take the interior and create exhibitions that can move around the city. And so the latest exhibition is called Jungle. It is a paper and wire and transparency installation by Laura Nickel and Brandon Soder. They're two local artists, and the exhibition is going to open with a little reception from 5 to 7 tonight on the campus of the Santa Fe University of Art and Design, right at the Fine Art Gallery. And SFUAD is also going to be presenting Vision Fest.
Outdoor Vision Fest 2012.
So get yourself over to the Santa Fe University of Art and Design's campus, which also happens to be the location for the Santa Fe Art Institute.
Yes, indeed, but in those wonderful buildings.
We're quiet tonight, and we are supporting everything that Santa Fe University is doing. So the reception is going to be from 5 to 7. Get out there about 8:45. If you can't hang around, go back for a view of some of the amazing work that'll be projected on all those buildings out there at the university.
I love that. I love that there's work being projected on buildings and there's sound, and I'm gonna try to go over there later tonight.
We used to do a summer program that we've thought about reinstituting, where we used our building as the surface for projecting short videos.
Yeah, it's such a perfect thing.
It's wonderful to sit outside, but I hope that they actually have the weather that'll allow for a comfortable walk and about.
As opposed to dust storms, smiling
at me. Crazy wind, and we're praying for rain. I know that's a conflict, but we're always praying for rain.
Hey, let's talk. Can I interrupt?
Yes. Are
I
we going to have
did.
A kitty cat?
Yes. Cat of the week. Olivia. She's still a bit shy, but she's playful and affectionate, and with some TLC in her foster home, she is becoming more comfortable with people. She has a sweet face and medium-length white coat with beautiful calico markings on her head. And if you're interested in the Cat of the Week or any other cat, you can call Olivia. No, you can't call Olivia the cat, but you
You can. You can call Olivia.
But she hasn't learned to answer the phone yet. She's working on that.
But she may. You never know what cats can do. They are wicked smart.
Wicked, anyway.
I have a friend who claims that her cat keeps charging things on her credit card.
Oh, my dogs have been doing that for years.
Well, I know that, but dogs are smarter than cats.
Especially Jack Russells.
Especially Jack Russells. Definitely not beagles.
wait a minute. Oh, I haven't given the phone number yet.
Sorry.
505-316-2281 or email askfelinesandfriends@yahoo.com. Or you can look at her picture at fandfnm.org.
And that's not S&M. That's F&F.
And it's not S&N, which is spay and neuter.
Oh, there you go. Yeah. Well, that'll come later. So there are some really nice exhibitions that are opening in the commercial galleries around town. Charlotte Jackson Fine Art, which is now at 554 South Guadalupe Street.
And looking good.
Has an exhibition called Dialogues in Steel, which is sculpture of Elliot Norquist and Jeremy Thomas. Reception tonight from 5 to 7 p.m. Jane Sauer Gallery, one of the great crafts galleries.
She's wonderful.
She's phenomenal. Jane Sauer is up at 652 Canyon Road, and she's opening an exhibition called Avian and Other Stories, which is Blown Glass Vessels by Noelle Hart. Same time, 5 to 7, and that will be up through May 22nd. Most of these will run through the end of May. And the other one that's really... there are two others that are interesting. Llewellyn Galleries at the Rail Yard, which is 1613 Paseo de Peralta, is opening their summer's response. It's abstract paintings by Emily Mason. The reception is from 5:30 to 7:30, and Monroe Gallery of Photography, which is on Don Gaspar, downtown, has an exhibition called Day Tonight, which is large-scale photographs by Stephen Wilkes. Their receptions are all 5 to 7, so you can literally wander from one to the other, get yourself over to the university campus, check out Axel Contemporary, and then hang out for Vision Quest.
And then go, and then after that, go salsa dancing at the Lodge.
You could go salsa dancing at the Lodge. In a very different direction, an absolutely remarkable phenomenon is the Teatro Paraguas.
Yes!
Which is one of the gifts to Santa Fe. It is a small theater group that has been doing remarkably interesting and very innovative presentations since 2004. And they were in this tiny, tiny little space that was off of Siler Road. But they're now in their new space, which is at 3205 Calle Mari. I love that they're on a Spanish street, because what they do...
Which is a stone's throw from their old space.
Right, but such a better space.
Oh, I thought it was exactly the same.
Oh, I thought it was a bigger space.
No, it was that their neighbors moved in and they were... I forget, I don't know, it was a jackhammering thing or...
Oh my God, okay.
It was a noise
but
thing.
But it is a very intimate theater space. I haven't seen the new one. And what Paraguas does is they celebrate Hispanic theater and literature. And they do it in... most often in bilingual productions of work that seems to have faded into the past. So the work that they're doing now is called Fortunado, and it's a play that was written by a pair of brothers, Joaquim and Serafim Alvarez Quintero, and it was written around 1912. So it's 100 years from the creation of this work that remains vital and appropriate and very meaningful even in the present moment, which tells us a little bit about how little has changed.
Yeah.
So that opens tonight at 8. It'll be at 8 o'clock on Saturday night, and then at 2 p.m. for matinees on Sunday, and it'll run through May 12th, if I'm not mistaken. So you can call 424-1601 for information or visit teatroparaguas.org.
Now, this is an Albuquerque event, but I just can't help but mention it.
You have to.
It's called Polar Bear Uprisings. Think of it as a flash mob with a purpose. Wear white, and they will provide polar bear masks. It's tomorrow at noon at the Old Town Plaza in Albuquerque. They're meeting by the gazebo. And it's for everybody, Arctic supporters, members of the
fabulous.
Alaska Wilderness League, Sierra Club, Center for Biological Diversity, many others, environmental groups, and whoever wants to come. And... basically, right, and the reason is that they're talking about Shell oils, drill ships are on their way to the Arctic Ocean to begin the most aggressive offshore Arctic drilling program in history, and they want to send a message to President Obama saying that's not a very good idea and have fun at the same time. So,
That sounds like a really productive activist thing to do with the arts. Another thing that's going on tonight that I think is really important is our three poet laureates, the first Arthur Z, the second Valerie Martinez, and our present one Joan Logie, are going to be reading from the collections of their work 6 p.m. tonight at the New Mexico History Museum Auditorium, and there'll be a reception to follow. And the idea that we are a city that has poet laureates is so wonderful to me. It makes me very proud.
I know.
We're a really arts progressive city, and we need to go out and support our poet laureates. So that's another thing that goes on tonight. And the last thing that I want to talk about is that at 7:30 p.m. tonight at Santa Fe Soul Stage and Grill is a group called Split Lip. And Split Lip is a group that was here a couple of years ago as an opening act, and they're coming back as the primary act. It's a combination of cowpunk, bluegrass. It's a really gifted ensemble, and one of the cowpunk, cowboy punk.
Right.
Yeah, and they have this upright bass that's made from a '78 Mercury Grand Prix. it's a pretty funky group. Definitely worth checking out if you want to see what's happening in the music.
And tomorrow from 9 to 11:30 here in Santa Fe's Keep Santa Fe Beautiful Day, the Rail Yard stewards and neighbors of the Rail Yard Park have organized a spring community cleanup. And neighbors will focus on specific residential areas. They're going to take away trash and hang out and have fun while they're doing it. It's you meet at 9 o'clock tomorrow morning at the Rail Yard Park Community Room for breakfast, goodies, and supplies.
It always amazes me that we're a tiny little town and we seem to be stepping all over each other. The other thing that's happening first thing tomorrow morning is a celebration of the Santa Fe River Restoration completion and the completion of the Santa Fe River Trails. It's a system of urban trails that have been developed over the last almost 10 years that connects one edge of the city to the other. And from 9:30 to 11 at the corner of Calle Don Jose and Santa Fe River Road, there's going to be a festival, and it's going to involve cake and refreshments. There'll be blessings from a variety of religious organizations. There's going to be marimba music. There's samba fay. The mayor is going to be there to cut the ribbon. And when he does the ribbon cutting, to open and celebrate the restoration of the river. If you haven't been down to the Santa Fe River in a little while, you will be blown away. It is beautiful. And there'll be tree planting and arts programming, and there's going to be a bike and foot race. So
you had me at cake and blessings.
Oh, cake and blessings. You can't beat that. But I think it's wonderful for people to come down and participate and see and enjoy your tax dollars at work.
Rock, Paper, Scissors in San Busco Center is holding an Earth Month cut-a-thon on Sunday from 12:30 to 4:30. And the reason I'm saying this right now is because the money will go to that you spend getting your hair cut will raise money for river restoration efforts. And they are doing very inexpensive haircuts, no appointments necessary, and every dollar received will go to Western Resource Advocates and other nonprofit organizations helping rivers.
It's time to get your hair cut, folks.
It is. It's certainly for me time to get my hair cut.
Also on the 28th, there are other things happening. There's classical music, the San Fe Pro Musica Chamber Orchestra. What a major contributor to Santa Fe's culture, is going to be presenting a concert called Music of Mozart. But the most important thing is that they're featuring the pianist Conrad Tau. Conrad Tau is this uber-talented young man who is adept on not only piano but violin. He's a major composer. This is a young man that the Pro Musica group have been supporting for years, and he's not even 20. He's one of those phenoms. So
yes,
have the opportunity to go and see him on Saturday night at the Lensic. And the other thing that I want to recommend is Saturday evening from 5 to 7, before Conrad Tau is performing, at 309 Reed Street, the Lannan Foundation Gallery is opening an exhibition called Transparent. But it's more than a metaphor of the varied work there. It's a 50-year retrospective of work from the Lannan Collection.
Oh, wonderful.
It is
amazing artwork.
They have amazing artwork there. The head of their program, public programs, Christy Mazuera Davis, is a very gifted curator.
Indeed.
And I think that it's an opportunity for us to go and see important work, come together, and also to be able to support the Lannan Foundation that does so much to transform the quality of life here in Santa Fe.
Hey, did we talk about Raising New Mexico, the work in progress film screening at Tipton Hall tonight at 6?
No, we didn't, because it's not.
Okay, never mind.
But if people want to swing by and poke their nose in, it's going to be a screening that Little Globe and the Santa Fe Art Institute are presenting together.
Oh, okay.
It's an artist in residence for the last 3 months has been editing what is basically 2.5, almost 3 years of work out in the field in rural New Mexico, teaching young people to make films. But this is a rough cut. And I was told it was not open
to
the public.
Oh, well, I got a message from your publicist anyway. All right, but here's another thing. Tonight from 4 to 7 at the BF Young Building here in Santa Fe, 21 and under, Adelante Art Fundraiser. Drawings, prints, paintings, and sculptures are all $21 or less, and proceeds go to helping children, youth, and families experiencing homelessness in the Santa Fe Public School District. They're going to have open mic for poets and singers. And for more information, you can write to Israel Haros at waterhummingbirdhouse@gmail.com or call 470-3747. And it's at the BF Young Building, which is 1300 Camino Sierra Vista near Cerrillos and St. Francis. Once again, tonight from 4 to 7, and a wonderful group
Adelante
to support.
Yes, Adelante is one of those organizations that has transformed the quality of life of individuals in our community who are living at risk. And
yep,
these young people in the public schools are definitely important to us and need to be supported, and we need to support Adelante so they can do what they do. On Saturday, Southwest Care Center is having their fourth annual Closet Ball. It's a drag show fundraiser that's going to be at the Lodge at Santa Fe. And you all know where that is up there.
It's the place you were salsa dancing the night before.
Exactly. So if you don't get home, you'll be able to just hang out until 7:30 the next night. And if you do get home, think about going back to support Southwest Care.
Now, Ignite is a Wise Fool New Mexico event.
Absolutely.
Oh, Diane has a smile on her face, which tells me she was going to read
that. No, go ahead, get started.
Wise Fool and volunteers and community participants are taking part in a giant puppet procession tomorrow. Convene at the Old Borders in San Busco at 11 o'clock. And I guess the procession begins at noon. It's going through the rail yard and the farmer's market to Rail Yard Park. Puppet making for the kids, or as they wrote, the kid in you. And for more information, 992-2588 or wisefoolnewmexico.org.
Wise Fool New Mexico every year, since 2010, presents a big spring program called Ignite. And it invariably is preceded by a month or a month and a half of large-scale puppet-making workshops. So this is the culmination of several months of work. They welcome all of the public to come and join them. And if you start in the morning at down on the Santa Fe River trails, you can ride your bike or walk all the way up along these beautiful trails and river restoration to the rail yard and participate once they get the procession to the rail yard, or join them over at San Busco in what used to be the bookstore and proceed with them.
Friendship Bridge, a micro-lending organization, is presenting its annual fundraiser, Dessert with Desiree, tonight at
yes,
7 o'clock at the United Church of Santa Fe on Arroyo Chamizo. Desiree Mays will be talking about the upcoming opera season. There will be a silent auction and dessert, and all to benefit Guatemalan women with their efforts to start businesses so that they can support their families.
Absolutely. And just another plug for the Master Gardeners of Santa Fe. That's 10 to 4 on Saturday at the Santa Fe County Fairgrounds out on Rodeo Road.
And then don't forget to go salsa dancing at the
Lodge. And then go salsa dancing at the Lodge. Absolutely. On Sunday, there's some wonderful talks that are going on that people need to pay attention to. I might mention that, obviously, Conrad Tao is going to be performing at 3 p.m. at the Lensic again. So if you miss him on Saturday, you can hear him on Sunday. And it's worthwhile. New Mexico History Museum has a wonderful exhibit. And the exhibit is really about images of faith. And Kurt Giddings, Ed Rainey, Janet Russick, Sharon Stewart, and Don Oster, who are major photographers, who are Santa Fe locals, whose work is in the exhibition, are going to be participating in a panel discussion talking about the work that's in the exhibit, Contemplative Landscapes. Another thing that's going on Sunday, and that's at 2 p.m., Teddy Wayne, who is an award-winning author of Capitoil.
Capitoil, and I was supposed to read that book and get him on the air, and I'm sorry that I didn't.
Well, but here's the chance for people to go and hear him speak. At 3 p.m., He's going to be at Peterson Student Center in the Great Hall at St. John's College. St. John's has transformed into a real community member.
And they have.
And they, it's talk about a turnaround. Over the last few years, adding to their music on the green, they've been doing the most extraordinary array of brilliant talks and lectures. And this is an opportunity to hear Teddy Wayne speak about his research in the sort of capital system that is based on petroleum-based projects.
Right.
Another thing that's going on, so that's at 3 p.m. 2 p.m. was Don Usner and Ed Rainey and the others. And then at 11 a.m. in the morning on Sunday, if you want to get up early, at Travel Bug, Zelly Polan.
Yes, I had her on the air.
Yes.
She's brilliant.
She is brilliant. She is a gifted journalist who has traveled around the world and put herself in places that just stun and amaze me to report and bring back to us the truths of what's going on in these difficult areas. At one point, we did a, talking about projections on the outside of buildings, we did a projection of her images from Iraq.
Oh, right. Yeah, she did that project with a photographer and interviews.
Exactly.
Anyway, she's doing a thing on Cambodia at the Travel Bug on Sunday morning at 11.
At 11 o'clock, and it is definitely worth checking out. Let's go out and support the great gifted locals that we have.
Now, I'm going back at night because I'm nonlinear. Bollywood Club Invasion Dance Party for the AMA Center of New Mexico fundraiser to benefit the center's homelessness project with DJs Dynamite Soul and Aztec Soul, improv media artist Agramzu Aparna's Bollywood dance class, and Wild Divine Dancers is happening tomorrow from 7:30 to 1 a.m. at San Busco Market Center. For more information, you can call 660-0445.
Bring your belly muscles.
Bring your belly muscles.
Okay, on Monday, in concert, is going to be Active Child, an L.A. performer, Patty Grossi. It's a performance of electronic music, including Balam Akab, who's opening for her at 7:30 at Santa Fe Soul Stage and Grill. And I have to tell you that Rob DeWalt wrote a beautiful piece about them. It made me want to run out and check them out.
Excellent. Hey,
Tuesday,
big
May
shout
Day.
Out to Rob DeWalt.
Big shout out to Rob DeWalt. I love listening to him. So Tuesday is May Day with all of its implications. And its
implications is a labor holiday, first of all.
Exactly. So for those of you who are interested in developing a kind of activism, there are going to be all kinds of workshops that are centered in the Occupy Santa Fe group, who are no longer physically occupying Santa Fe, but are still intellectually and emotionally and socially and politically trying to keep us aware and engaged in participatory democracy. Wednesday, the 2nd, Tara Jones, the author, is going to be reading from the book A Road Trip, A Photographer's Journey to America's National Parks. Beautiful, beautiful publication. That's at Collected Works at 6 p.m. on Wednesday. And another thing definitely worth thinking about is a monoprint workshop. It's the second of two all-age workshops that's presented by the Georgia O'Keeffe Museum in coordination with their Jean Quick-to-See Smith
exhibition.
Look at
this. We're already out of time.
Oh, my gosh.
Okay, wait a minute. One more thing. Tribute Trio CD goes live April 28th. That's tomorrow at 7 o'clock at the Center for Spiritual Living.
How did that happen?
I know. How did that happen? It's a CD. Well, go ahead.
And Thursday, Muse Times 2 Poetry Series at Collected Works at 6 p.m. Local poets, go and support them.
And also, I was just going to say, the tribute trio is John Rangel on piano, Michael Glynn on bass, and Cal Haynes on drums. Then at 9:10:88. For more information, you can go to tributetrio.com. I did not get to read everything, and it is always really frustrating, but that's life. And
it's all either in the PASA or in the Reporter.
That's true.
Everyone can find these things.
Read your PASA, ladies and
read
gentlemen.
Read the local journals. Read the newspapers. Support them, too.
And go to Beals and Abate Fine Art to see more horse pictures by Lynn Pomerantz. Okay, we got to go. Ciao. Now that we've been listening to Santa Fe Radio Cafe. My name is Mary Charlotte. We're streaming live on the web at KSFR.org, podcasting at SantaFeRadioCafe.org. Thanks to Dot Foil Computer Services. You can subscribe to the show on iTunes. You can find us at Facebook.com/RadioCafeMC. And my email is RadioCafe@KSFR.org. Please write to me, Diane Karp, Executive Director of the Santa Fe Art Institute. Thank you for being with us. Have a wonderful weekend.
Thank you. Peace.
And we'll see you salsa dancing at the lodge.
You bet.